The Dallas Symphony Orchestra premiered Conrad Tau's The World Is Very Different Now Thursday night with performances through yesterday. Audiences KERA talked to couldn't believe pianist, violinist, and composer Tau is still a teenager.
Oh my God, 19, and he wrote this, and he's
amazing at 19 to be able to do that.
Carol Rawitcher and Gilbert Brunneman loved the performance. Although Tau wrote it as a standalone work, a video of archival Kennedy scenes ran in the concert hall. Rawitcher said the music was almost the soundtrack.
It's wonderful. And I don't like contemporary music as a rule. It also grabbed the spirit of what happened. It was the joy and then the sadness and then the hope. And you could just feel that. And the video helped, I think.
Brunneman, an eyewitness to the assassination, agreed.
Oh, I thought it was great, especially the beginning with the Kennedy, with the film and all of that. I was really interested because I was right there when he was killed, so, you know, it brought back memories.
The piece was moving for Brandon Walker, too, who was born decades after the assassination.
You know, you could tell that in the beginning of the piece, it had a very presidential, like the trumpets coming in, it had a upbeat feel, and then you could follow the piece through everything that happened. You could kind of feel that energy, and the drop, and kind of almost that interference of the alto saxophone coming in and saying, oh my gosh, something happened.
Composer Tau said he did not write the piece as a score with a storyline, but that's how many took it. The Nasher Sculpture Center also co-commissioned a piece by composer Stephen Mackey. In contrast to Tau's full orchestral score, Mackey wrote a more intimate, though longer piece for a string quartet called One Red Rose.
I wasn't so much trying to depict scene as more feelings, you know, this sort of emotion. It's kind of like that for me, but I can see how people will bring their own recollections to it, and that's fine with me.
Mackey's music, composed more with Jacqueline Kennedy in mind than Jack, was exciting to Kenneth Ajmam.
It was just like a very touching, very moving piece. That was like really intense, really heavy, dark, deep, and like towards the end it just got to be, I guess, a lot more happier. Just, we couldn't really forget about the accomplishments that he had and just the mark that he had.
Many who heard Stephen Mackey's piece and that by Conrad Tau say both composers left their mark on Dallas this weekend. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.